Could you enter into this practice a little slower, maybe a little simpler? Welcome, everybody, to this Yoga Nidra practice. Start by setting that unhurried, paced tone and be completely sure that you are completely comfortable. Lay on your back with any and all cushions, cozies, beneath and over top of the body. Maybe some form of support under the head or neck. A bolster under the knees. Cushion under heels, hands, arms, tail. A blanket on top of you, an eye covering, maybe a pillow over your torso for that added weight, added grounding, right? Arms and legs out wide, feet flop open, and fingers curl softly. Feel the heels, the tail, the back of the head really rooting down. And of course, make sure that the body is warm enough and you're in a space externally and internally where you will not be disturbed. Close your eyes when you're ready and take these next few moments to really listen and then respond, making any adjustments, wiggles, squiggles, scratch an itch, take something off, add something to your nidra nest. Take some time. Breathe yourself back into this moment. So finding any intuitive feel-good movement, breath styles, maybe a tense and release. Let it be organic. Let it be yours. Let it be for your body and your mind in this moment. How could you preheat the oven before you lay down, sink down into our practice, your journey today? Take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in through the nose. Big sigh through the mouth. Make some noise. Feel that in the back of your throat. Let it vibrate. Let go. You got it. Two more. In through the nose. Fill belly. Flare ribs. Expand chest. Drink up to the top of the head and beyond. Through the mouth, you can let it all go. Release. Empty out. One more through the nose. We're gonna hold this one at the top for five. Through the mouth, big sigh. Let it all. Yoga Nidra is the practice, the journey of psychic sleep. It's a systematic relaxation of the body, the breath, the mind, and the emotions. So much so that eventually you end up in an alpha wave state, an alpha brain wave state. And it's in this state when the body is completely relaxed. The eyes are closed, but the mind, the subconscious, is fully open, awake, and aware. And it's through this relaxed awareness where you can really let go of everyday stressors and experience a deeply healing state of equanimity. And that's why there's not an intention to fall asleep, though if you do, medicine needed, never question that. But there's this light and subtle intention to remain asleep with a trace of awareness, right? Body sleeps sometimes very quickly, but there's that part of the brain that kind of hovers in and out, always listening, always aware on some level, right? And the secret of this practice is to reach and then sustain this hovering, that twilight state of consciousness between waking and sleeping states. So my voice, you already know, my vibe will act as your anchor. You're doing the work. It's your journey, but my voice is the anchor to keep you relaxed, to keep you in the present moment. And if the mind becomes overactive with thoughts, come back to your anchor. Return to the sound of my voice and follow any words that are being spoken. Big breath in. Integrate all of that knowledge, sigh it out. Sleep with a trace of awareness. I like that. Take a moment now to witness your body. Feel all those touch points below you, the touch of any clothing or coverings, blankets, pillows, eye coverings, the temperature of the air in this room, in this moment. Feel your body lying here, beginning to deep dive into your practice. And going a little deeper now, witness the state of your body, yes, and any emotions present, maybe the flavor of your mood. Is there anything that's been happening lately that's causing you stress? Is it possible to look at the situation from a bird's eye view? Look at it objectively, right? No need to fall into any stories in the mind. Notice the flavor of your mood, any emotions, any stressors as of late. Even sensing that quality of the mind. And again, just looking at all of this objectively. What's going on inside of you as of late, dear one? What have you been maybe suppressing, blocking, scared of feeling? What's happening in body, in mind, in your emotions? Tune in. No storylines, no script, no judgment needed. Just feel in curiously with love and that compassionate eye, yes? Is there any hope inside of you? Yeah, I'll ask that one again. Amidst any stressors, fears, doubts, anything too big, you've smooshed it, suppressed it down. Is there any trace of hope inside? Trust, faith, surrender to all that is. And is there anything, maybe some of those smooshed, suppressed emotions, is there anything that might be blocking your ability to feel that hope, hopeful for the future that's right in front of you, for your life? Again, notice all of this without any judgment, just taking this snapshot of your emotional tone. And then just allow it all to dissolve into the silence, and the stillness. One more deep belly breath in. Sigh it out, integrate, make space. Now, create an intention, your Sankalpa today, based on a quality that will help you to deal with the stressors, the fears, the doubts, the smooshed, suppressed emotions more easily, right? A short positive present tense statement in simple language, beginning with I am. Maybe the intention, I am hopeful. I embody hope, resonates with you. If not, of course, create your unique, personalized, one-of-a-kind intention and really shape it with care and attention. And then state it to yourself 3 times now, planting those seeds of transformation in your life, for your life. Your perhaps hopeful Sankalpa, 3 times. Did you guess it? Through the nose, big belly breath in. As you sigh, feel that integration, that download. You got it. Let it go. I heard this the other day, and I'm going to try not to use it every single practice moving forward. You are now going to embark on, this is it, are you ready? An orderly tracing. How brilliant is that? You're now going to embark on an orderly tracing of the energy pathways in the body. I'm such a broken record. I'm giving that gem to you again. It changes everything, I feel. Integrate and download this one. You will now embark on an orderly tracing of the energy pathways in the body. No movement. You could say the name of the body part to yourself as you hear it. Maybe you feel a bright light, choose a color to be sparked into each body part. Just move all your awareness into that energy pathway, that part, as I name it. You will relax the mind by relaxing the body with this orderly tracing of sorts. Let's begin at the center of the chest. All your awareness, whatever that means or looks like for you, land at the center of the chest. Then feel the right side of the chest. Trace back to the center. Then left side of the chest, back to center. Now slide up to the right collarbone, the left collarbone, that hollow dip between collarbones, right rib cage, left rib cage, the sternum, and the entire chest. The upper abdomen, navel center, lower abdomen, pelvic floor, the right groin, left groin, tailbone, sacrum, right buttock, left buttock, the entire spine from the tailbone to the base of the skull. Right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, back of the neck, back of the head, crown of the head, forehead, right temple, left temple, right ear, left cheek, right eyebrow, the eyebrow center, right eye, left nostril, the entire nose, the upper lip, lower lip, jaw, chin, throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, right chest, and back to the heart center. Center of the chest. Now move your awareness, trace it, into your right hand thumb, first finger, second finger, third finger, and fourth finger, palm of the right hand, back of the hand, right wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, right shoulder, armpit, right chest, waist, hip, groin, right buttock, thigh, knee, shin, calf, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, right fifth toe. Now trace all awareness into the left hand thumb, left first finger, second finger, third finger, and fourth finger, palm of left hand, back of the hand, left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, left shoulder, armpit, chest, waist, hip, groin, buttock, thigh, knee, shin, left calf, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe. Now feel the whole left leg, the whole right leg, both legs at the same time. The right arm, left arm. Feel both arms together. Feel your entire torso, the face, the head, the body, the whole body. Feel your entire body. You are practicing yoga nidra. You are awake and aware of the words being spoken. Feel your entire body traced with awareness. And begin to focus on your natural, easy breath. Where in your torso do you feel the movement that the breath creates? For now, do not change the breath. Simply observe what is already happening. Some breaths might be long and smooth, some short and not as complete. Allow each breath to come to you however it presents itself. How does it feel to pull breath into your body? Noticing the activity of the inhalation, drawing the breath into your body, creating a sense of fulfillment and potential. Focus for a few moments on the feeling of inhalation, the feeling of inhaling. And can you feel the movement of the breath in the heart center? A gentle lifting and expansion on the inhale. Imagine that your breath originates, it starts in the heart center. And as you inhale, the energy of the breath expands outward in all directions. On your exhale, simply relax. Continue to inhale from your heart center, imagining that space expanding larger and larger. This emotional center relaxed, open, and able to experience any emotion that may arise. Continue witnessing sensations of openness, of lightness in the heart center as you breathe with ease. Now notice the release of the exhalation. Surrender to the breath out of the body, creating a sense of emptiness. Focus for a few moments on the feeling of each exhalation. And try not to force the breath out of the body, but allow it to slowly dissipate, empty out. Feel the passivity of the exhale that surrenders the air from your body. Now notice the places where the exhalations become inhalations and where the inhalations become exhalations. Can you feel the peace within these transitions? That quiet, subtle space where nothing, no breath is happening. The potential of the inhale and the surrender of the exhale dissolving into one another. Focus for a few more moments on the transition between inhale and exhale, between exhale and inhale. And allow your mind to drop into that stillness. Continue to feel your entire body and notice that each part of the body feels very heavy, rooted and grounded into the earth. The arms are heavy, the legs are heavy, the torso, the head, the eyelids so heavy you cannot move. The body is feeling so heavy and dense that you seem to be sinking down into the floor. Now experience the whole body becoming light and buoyant, a floating and light sensation comes into the arms and legs, the head and torso, the forehead. Feel light and floating. The weight of the body has disappeared, and you seem to be rising up away from the floor toward the ceiling and the sky. Now move back into the feeling of resting in comfort and safety as you practice and journey on. Move your mind back now to the way things were in the past, and not a specific situation, but just a general rumination of the memory of the past. Notice if your mind seeks out memories that are negative or those that were positive. When you remember the past, what do you tend to dwell on? Does it change the way you think and feel in this present moment? Now focus on the opposite of past, of memory. Focus on the future, observing yourself non-judgmentally, and watch where your mind wanders. Does it look towards some future delight, healing with a sense of happy anticipation? Or does the future seem bleak? Imagine, feel, sense the future. Now remember a time in your life when you felt a feeling of hopelessness, no hope. Remind yourself you are not experiencing these feelings at this time. You are just remembering them. Where do you feel this emotion, hopelessness, in your body? Is there a feeling of constriction around the heart or the belly? Remember the feeling of hopelessness now. Then experience its opposite, the feeling of hope. Allow your heart to open and expand to the limitless possibilities of good outcomes. A feeling of support and love from all those around you. imagine positive outcomes to any stressful situations. And bathe in this feeling, this inner experience of hope. You are practicing Yoga Nidra, asleep with a trace of awareness. Begin to look deeply into the space in front of closed eyelids. And imagine there a screen, as if you were at the movie theater. At first, this screen is blank, maybe black, but ever so slowly, images start to emerge. There might be colors, shapes, patterns, little fireworks that you notice. Try not to push any image away, nor hold on to any or force any to come. Whatever you see here is within the unfolding of your mind. If thoughts occur, allow them to arise and dissolve, staying detached from the images on this mental screen. Just practice being a witness to what is seen, without any need for any emotional reaction or attachment. Watch, witness, and let pass. Now, as you hear these images named, envision them as clearly as you can on your mental movie screen. Continue noticing any emotions, but as that passive, witnessing observer. A red, white, and blue ball. A blank page in a book. Your reflection in a handheld mirror. Looking forward to the future. A wide willow tree. A heavy burden. Feeling hopeful. Empty picture frame. The clear tone of a bell. Upside down camel. Hearing good news. A sad memory. The crescent moon. A family portrait. A peaceful place to rest. Double rainbow. Feeling the support of friends. A vast mountain range. The view from an airplane window. A positive outcome. Your favorite sweater. A candle flickering in a dark room. A cat napping in the sun. Your body resting in Yoga Nidra. Take this moment to visualize yourself resting in Yoga Nidra. Imagine that you could see the view of this room from above. Look down upon your bed or your mat, your props, see all the objects, the furniture around you, and even begin to imagine everyone else who is practicing Yoga Nidra with you. And begin to imagine tiny strong golden threads that connect you to everyone else practicing here right now. These golden threads connect all of us. They connect you to me and to each other. Imagine that the golden threads spread outward in an ever-expanding web of connection. They connect each one of you to everyone in this Nidra community, to everyone in all the communities that you're a part of. See this golden web that is woven as you visualize all of these threads. They travel beyond this practice over many miles of each one of our families at home, wherever home may be. Take a moment to visualize this web of connection, this web of golden threads spanning this province, this country, this continent, and beyond. Each golden connection is nourished and strengthened by the love that we have for this practice that sustains us. They are also nourished by the care that we show to one another in large ways and in small ways. We are all connected by this golden union of heart and mind as we come back to our yoga nidra practice again and again and again. We are joined. We are whole, content, and blissful as we rest here together in this moment. And notice where your mind has gone into this supportive web of connection. Who from your life has been brought to mind through this meditation? What gifts has this person brought into your life? And with an open heart, send that person love and gratitude. Then slowly begin to follow the golden thread of connection back towards yourself. And there may be other people along your path who you wish to acknowledge now. Hold each within your heart for a few moments. And then continue to follow those threads back until you arrive again at the threads connecting the people in this space, practicing right here together. Find compassion and gratitude in your heart for everyone here sharing in your yoga nidra experience. With a heart full of hope, rest in the awareness that we are all on this path together. We can give and receive support from each other as we move through the transitions of our lives. At times, we have support to give, and at other times, we are in need of that support. We are all able to rest in the security and the hope that the connections between us will provide all of the support whenever it is needed. Now it's time to repeat your Sankalpa, the same statement made at the beginning of the practice, three times silently with a rich awareness, deep feeling, with hope. Take a big breath in through the nose. Exhale it out to empty. Relax completely. Relax into this moment and bring attention to this calm and peaceful state of mind, of body, feeling any emotions, thoughts, memories move through you like sand through an hourglass. No sense of grasping or pushing away anything. And watch your breath come and go in a similar fashion. Inhale, followed by exhale, followed by inhale, moment by moment by moment. Feel too the quiet, comfortable, cozy state of your body. It is so still, so peaceful that you're almost unaware of your physical form. Now begin to slowly, surely bring consciousness into the places where the back of your body is touching the floor. Then imagine the walls of the room around you, ceiling above you, the floor beneath you. Remember the time of day. As you begin to awaken, you could start to make small, gentle movements in fingers and toes, wrists and ankles. Sway the chin side to side, move the head slowly. Allow the outside world to slowly come back into focus. You can stay here, maybe gently bend the knees, hug them in, give yourself a rock and a roll. Stay on back, roll to your side, come to belly or a seat. Take your time. Move slowly. The very least you can do in your life is figure out what you hope for. And the most you can do is live inside that hope. Not admire it from a distance, but live right in it. Under its roof. With hands at heart center, I see you. I am grateful for you. Our practice, our journey of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friends.